You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hi, my name is Blake, and welcome to Abandoned, the All-American Ruins Podcast. We're between seasons now, but rather than abandoning your RSS feed, I'm going to do exactly what I did last season, which is to share a few bonus episodes while I dive into production on season 3. And this is the first of that batch of bonus episodes. If you've listened to the show before, you might have noticed that I'm not coming to you from a studio. The sound sanctuary where, through the magical power of audio, I recreate my experiences exploring abandoned spaces across the United States through immersive, fantastical storytelling. And you're right, it's Thursday, and I'm at Sojourner Truth State Park in Kingston, New York, approaching the abandoned Schultz Mule Barn. I'm here because I wanted to express a little bit of gratitude, but in the right space. An abandoned space. And I wanted to tell you about some of the things that have been going on with this show, things that deepen my gratitude even more. But before I head back into the studio to give you these updates, I wanted to read something to you first. My dad, who I don't think has actually even listened to a single episode of this podcast, sent me an email. All it said was, "This is an old English poem fragment found in the Book of Exeter. It describes Roman ruins. There are modern translations of this work. That is fortunate, because Old English might just as well be written in Martian. I thought it might be of use." So, I scrolled down to the text that he'd clearly copy-pasted from some old website about the Book of Exeter. To be honest, I'd never heard of it. But according to what the World Wide Web could offer, the Exeter Book is probably the oldest known existing manuscript of Old English literature. Certainly the biggest. And it contains roughly 15% of surviving Old English poetry. They don't even know who penned it, though it's believed that it was handwritten by one person in the 10th century. It's a lot of writing. I didn't really look much further than that because, frankly, I don't really care that much. But basically, the Book of Exeter is this really, really old book. And apparently it's super important to the history of Old English poetry and literature, and my dad thought it would be useful because there's this passage in the book about Roman ruins. And if you translate the words from that excerpt into modern English prose, it reads, "Wondrous is the stone of this wall, shattered by fate. The precincts of the city have crumbled, and the work of giants is rotting away. There are tumbled roofs, towers in ruins, high towers, rime frosted, rime on the limy mortar,
storm shielding, tiling, scarred, scored, and collapsed, undermined by age. The rampart, hewn by men, crumbles away. There were bright city buildings, many bathhouses, a wealth of lofty gables, much clamor of the multitude, many a mead hall filled with human revelry, until mighty fate changed that. Far and wide men fell dead. Days of pestilence came, and death destroyed the whole mass of those renowned swordsmen. Their fortress became waste places. The city rotted away. Those who should repair it, the multitudes, were fallen to the ground. For that reason, these courts are collapsing, and the wide red roof of vaulted beams is shedding its tiles. The site is fallen into ruin, reduced to heaps, where once many a man blithe of mood and bright with gold, clothed in splendors, proud and flown with wine, gleamed in his war trappings and gazed upon treasure, on silver, on chaste gems, on wealth, on property, on the precious stone, and on this bright citadel of the broad kingdom." I like that quote a lot because it's filled with such rich storytelling. And in a way, that's what I do with this show. I take your hand, sonically, and guide you through America's ruins while telling you all about them and what they make me think about. and imagine. And over the last year, suddenly a lot more people are listening. It's nothing crazy like my friends over at Atlas Obscura or American Hysteria, but it's something to me. Because you have to understand, I didn't start this thing because I thought it would become a thing. I started this podcast, this multimedia project, because I was desperate to preserve my experience of a very weird time in my life. And the only way I knew how to tell these stories was through the lens of abandoned America and beyond. Because as you know by now, I firmly believe that these discarded buildings, in addition to being sanctuaries for the imagination and shelters of creativity that nurture my mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being, tell a story of this country that we aren't telling. Our failures, our downfalls, but also the forgotten triumphs, the stories about communities, about belonging. And I had to share it. I have to keep sharing it. I don't know if there's going to be another season after the third, which will probably launch in October, maybe September, but even if the project decides it's done, I would be remiss if I didn't quickly say thank you to you, for real. Because somehow this little show that was my first solo endeavor in audio storytelling found its own wheels and started to chug along. And I just followed and let it take me where it was going to take me. And somehow, over the last year, all sorts of cool things have happened. I thought it might be important to share a few of them and make sure you know about all of these cool things that are coming up, because there's a lot.
The literature of science is crammed with the adventures and imagination that have lifted obscure citizens to the pinnacles and benefited all mankind. Insignificant events that, tempered with imagination, brought great results. Newton and the falling apple, Galileo and the swinging chandelier, Archimedes and the overflowing fountain.
First of all, earlier I mentioned Atlas Obscura and American Hysteria. Some of you probably know those shows. They're huge, with super devoted followings. And some of you found me because both of those shows profiled my work. You can listen to Atlas Obscura's episode, Exploring the Abandoned with Blake File, or American Hysteria's episode, Unabandoned, with podcaster Blake File of All American Ruins Now. My conversations with my new friends Dylan Thuris and Chelsea Weber Smith were so fun. And I have to thank both of them, because without them, I never would have found an audience. The same goes for North Carolina Museum of History and History Colorado. My partnerships with both of them brought some really cool listeners to my doorstep, and in fact, I got to work with History Colorado as a guest producer on their podcast Lost Highways for an episode called American Gothic about an alleged lynching of a Chinese man in an 1800s mining town called Gothic, which then sat abandoned for some time before it was purchased by the Rocky Mountain Biological Laboratory in the 1920s. Other cool notables, All American Ruins was chosen to be an on-air fest official select, with an in-person sound installation at their LA Annex Festival this past November, and a digital installation you can still go listen to at onairfest.com. Coming up, All American Ruins will be featured at the 27th Annual International Radio Festival in Croatia, which unfortunately I can't attend, as well as the UK International Radio Drama Festival in Canterbury, which I also can't attend because I'll be speaking at Podcast Movement Evolutions in Los Angeles on March 27th, the day after the AMBYs. Somehow, some way, this little show was nominated for Best Indie Podcast alongside some unbelievably cool, innovative audio storytellers. This is all to say, I don't know how to thank you enough for listening and supporting and sharing my work. Never in a million years would I imagine that it could resonate with the people it resonates with, but thank goodness you and I found each other. And thank goodness you're ready to dive into season 3 with me in October, maybe September. But in the meantime, I'm going to go on hiatus to get all of that ready for your ears to enjoy. I'll leave you with some bonus episodes featuring stories about other cool urbexers or artists doing work parallel to the art of exploring abandoned spaces. They'll come out about every month or so. And between now and next time, all I ask is that you please take care of yourself. Take care of your community and make sure you get out there and explore a little bit. The world feels pretty scary right now, at least to me, but if you look toward the more off-the-beaten-path kinds of places, I bet you can still find yourself a little bit of joy. At least, that's what I've been doing. If you're just tuning in, then welcome to the second season of Abandoned, the All-American Ruins podcast. I hope you enjoyed listening to this bonus episode as much as I enjoyed making it. Seasons 1 and 2 are available wherever you get your podcasts, so make sure you subscribe. Also, if you like to read or enjoy amateur photography, just know that you can catch up on more of my adventures at allamericanruins.com or follow me on Instagram at allamericanruins. Abandoned, the All American Ruins podcast, is written, engineered, hosted, edited, mixed, and produced by me, Blake File, with studio space courtesy of Radio Kingston, WKNY AM 1490, FM 107.9 in Kingston, New York. Thanks for listening.